Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Delighted as always to have our wise and ageless goddess life coach Trina Keane back with us as we continue our Master Key to Be Free series. And here we are on the cusp of November, and also what ties in very nicely with our Master Key this month is Trina's November Bliss series, which we'll talk about at the end. Trina, thanks very much for joining us again. And I think it's really interesting the theme that you have chosen for November, because here we are, you know, in the middle of autumn, heading into winter, a time for a lot of people that signifies decay anyway, and decline. And it's interesting that the theme for this month is all around decline and decay and what we can do to protect ourselves, especially as we grow older, from falling into that sort of, well, it can be a cesspool sometimes, actually, of just sort of inward thinking of, oh, I'm in bits, I'm a mess.
Yeah. And even, you know, and that terrible thing as you grow older where, you know, everything that happens is it's to be expected at my age, or, you know, yes, also it's all downhill from here kind of thing. But you're so right. This is the quiet month. It's a lovely, beautiful month where, you know, where we imagine that the leaves have fallen off the trees and that nothing's happening, but in actual fact the earth is absorbing all its nutrients back into itself again so that it can begin to promote new growth and fresh growth. And really, what a great time for us to do the exact same thing. You know what, we spend so many months throughout the year looking at the causes of illness and the things that, you know, the illnesses we can have, you know, we would have stand up to cancer or diabetes awareness or any of those things. But this month, I really feel it's time for us to look at, you know, the causes of health and wellness and vitality. And so that's what we're going to do this month. This is where we're going. So look, the very first thing, you're so right. We watch ourselves, we look at our bodies, and we almost have a seek and destroy mentality with it, looking out for things, blemishes and lumps and bumps and all kinds of things that's going to need attention. But really, let's just let our bodies talk to us in the gentlest possible way this month. So let's stop owning our illnesses, basically, and start owning our wellness, because very often what happens is we go to the doctor, or we see the doctor in an acute stage where there's something really wrong with us and we need to look at his lips or her lips and listen to every word they say, follow them and do what we're told. And it's exactly the right thing to do because that's what's needed at that point. But as things move on and perhaps we're diagnosed with something, you know, as we grow older, very often it might be an autoimmune condition, or it could be arthritis, or it could be diabetes or any of the other things. But rather than, you know, say my diabetes, my arthritis, my autoimmune condition, my Hashimoto's, whatever it is, start considering that this is a diagnosis, but you're in charge of the practices of your wellness and of the, you know, the conditions that you create in your life so that everything is supported, so that you can maintain flourishing good health, whilst also keeping your team, your doctor, your consultant, your pharmacist, your acupuncture therapist, you know, whatever it is that you're going to use, but you're completely and utterly in charge of this. So really it's about, are you a victim, or are you going to break out of that cage of decline and decay, and it's all inevitable?
But often I think it's sort of twofold in a sense, because when you and I have talked about this before, I remember when we did our menopause series of, you know, women going to doctors who didn't take them too seriously or didn't actually support them on the journey towards wellness. And I think this subject in particular that we're talking about this month is very, very pertinent to women, because also I think for us women, as we get older, we are bombarded with images of things that potentially happen, you know, the middle age spread and our faces drop and our hair gets thinner, and it's all negative, 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 yes, negative inevitabilities of getting older.
And the worst thing we can do is actually listen and believe, because, you know, yes, there's very good reasons why that's there. I looked up menopause all those years ago and I got, you know, incontinence pads, hearing aids, macular degeneration, all kinds of things. Listen, there's somebody making an awful lot of money out of you being scared. And that's very much something we have to be aware of. I mean, for example, a number of years ago, I was diagnosed with a condition, quite rare one. And I went to, I mean, it's medicated. I have a doctor I listen to and I look after myself as best I can. But I went and I joined a social media group. It's mostly in America because there's so few people here with it. And after a while, I realized that these people were identifying so completely with this condition that they almost applauded each other as they, you know, became more and more unwell. unwell and more sick. So this is very much something we have to be careful of. We must remember that, you know, Dr. Google is not the place to be, and neither are social media sites either. What you need to do is take real control. And as we talked about that time of menopause, ask questions, take charge. Your body will talk to you. It will tell you everything you need to know if you stop and listen to it and pay very real attention to it. So often we just want it to be quiet so that we can get on with our lives. But you know, most illnesses are made worse by stress. And when we go to a doctor and we talk about, you know, the stress in our lives, a doctor can do nothing about the stress in our lives except either medicate or help you relate in some way to it. But there's very, very little that it can do. But there are so much that we can do for ourselves. This is why this month is literally, you know, as the earth is stilling, as it's quietening down, it's our turn to move in and start, you know, having a look, pulling all those strands of our being together emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, socially, creatively, all of those things. And there's so many things we can do. So for example, if we want to reduce stress in our own body, we have to look at our nutrition. We have to look at managing movement, get out into nature. And that helps boost our immune system. In fact, they say walks in the forest can boost your immune system for up to a whole month in the winter. That's quite a lot. It also helps reduce inflammation in our body. And in our spirit, you can meditate, journal, keep a gratitude diary. These are all things that we can contribute without ever touching anything that we have to pay for or anything that we have to take a tablet for. These are the things that we do for ourselves to encourage our own vitality. The other thing very important at this time for our emotional well-being is to find our tribe, is to be with like-minded people, people who get us, support us, and people where we feel valued, where we can contribute in some way. That is actually one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves. So having a look at that throughout the month and really noticing the kind of relationships that we're allowing and encouraging in our lives is very, very important.
And, you know, can I add something there? Because I think you bring up a very valid point, because I hear it a lot from women who have, in their own words, sort of, well, I've tried to push the boat out and I've tried to join groups, you know, in order to become more sociable, particularly after lockdown, you know, of just trying to get out there again, and saying, oh, well, I just didn't fit in and I felt a bit stupid and I felt that everybody around me was much more advanced than I am, and all these other sort of very negative things that we can say to ourselves. In actual fact, it could just be down to the fact you're not with your tribe.
That is the truth. And you know, we had on Tuesday Night Club last week, we had Britha Tanner McKenna, whom you know I know as
yes.
well. Britha decided last year during the November Bliss program that she was going to go out and find her tribe. Now she went to many different things. She had all kinds of different things. Do you know where she found them? Sea bathing every evening. She's doing a cold-tober, which is every evening they swim in the sea. So she's got her wetsuit now and they have mugs of soup afterwards together. They laugh. And as she said, that everything that she has carried through the day is washed away as she gets into the water. And it's like a reset button for the next day. And that was for her. But it took time. You're so right. It isn't the first thing. And often those things that you just mentioned there are things that come from within. You know, we need to stop worrying about ourselves so much and just start having a look at how everybody else is getting on and just being a part of that without caring really at the end of the day whether they you know, whether we fit in or not. Just go be who you are.
Yes,
and you find out.
Absolutely. But the point is that if you are in a group and you feel, I don't belong here, maybe you don't belong there, but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you just find where you do belong, because you will belong somewhere.
And it can be in the strangest of places. It could
yes.
be swimming in the sea. It could be rowing up the Liffey. It could be, you know, writing a book group. It could be anything. It could be, you know, an allotment or whatever. There's so many things out there. You have to look and hold conversations mm-hmm. and don't be afraid of how you're going to be accepted, and be very much conscious of what you can bring to this, how you can be just more of who you really are.
Absolutely. I think the thing is, yeah, to stop that negative dialogue with yourself. Stop putting yourself down and making it seem or telling yourself that it's your fault, that you don't feel that you belong. It's not your fault at all. And you mentioned there, Trina, you alluded there to the November Bliss program. And of course, we are now on the cusp of that. Monday is the 1st of November. And this is a beautiful tie-in with the Master Key to Be Free series for this month. So, and we talked about this last month, but for anybody listening who missed that, it is a free series.
Every day there's a task, there's a practice, or there's an exercise, there's something to concentrate on. But each of them have something to do with one of the things we were talking about, whether it's emotionally, physically, creatively, whatever it is, paying real attention, because this quiet month is listening. Our body will tell us what it needs. It's always talking to us. And how we respond to that, you know, decides how well we are. So throughout the month, that's what we're doing. We're going to call it a healing summit really this year, because it's a tribe of people coming together who just want to focus on wellness, focus on our vitality and all of that. We have every day, Tricia Hennessy is going to have a wonderful nutritious recipe for us. Maria Morgan, whom you had on last week on her aromatherapy products, she's going to be talking about aroma and she has some discounts for people as well. Debbie Boyle is going to come on and talk about crystals and how we can use them. So there's some wonderful magical elements to it, along with some really practical ones. But look, if you said earlier, you know, how do you know, how do you find your tribe? Let's start with this tribe, because the one thing you find here is positive, focused, good-humoured, supportive people who are considering their well-being and wanting to support other people in that way too.
Absolutely. And if you want to find out more information about that and how to sign up, and let me reiterate, it is absolutely free. You have nothing to lose. It's a wonderful program. You'll be amazed at how you feel at the end of the month. I guarantee you that. If you go to trinakeen.com, all the information is on there. Also information about Trina and Trish Hennessy too, their gourmet and goddess one day workshop events, which take place in Thomastown in Kilkenny. And they're absolutely fabulous as well. So many great positive things that you're involved with, Trina. It's just such an absolute joy. All on your website, of course. And thank you very much for joining us on the show this month, setting our Master Key to Be Free theme for November. And we will look forward to concluding the series when you're back on the first Saturday of December.
Absolutely. Carol, thank you. Have a lovely month.